First person singular. Views expressed in this piece are those of the author. Alan Ridge talks about 10th century air conditioning.
When carboniferous black forests were dug from the green hills of England to fuel the Industrial Revolution, ominous smoke signals rose into the cold, cloudy sky. 2 centuries of global excavation have irreversibly accelerated atmospheric change. Fuel-greedy, artificial air conditioning, which makes Arizonan and Arabian homes habitable during the hottest summer months, is rare in England, where air was once conditioned by cool Atlantic breezes. My English family would describe the rare day when the temperature soared above 70 degrees Fahrenheit as a scorcher. Last month, the temperature soared above 40 degrees centigrade. "We never had weather like that when we measured it the old way," Brits may have grumbled. Brits tend to grumble about the weather a lot. Like the Three Bears porridge, it's too cold, too hot, rarely just right. My sister Alison abandoned her sweltering house in her wilting Wiltshire village and walked to the little Norman church nearby. Built a millennium ago with thick stone walls, its internal temperature feels like 40 degrees old style, hardly changing from one season to the next. Alison, an Anglican minister, often preaches to a cool congregation. She sensibly used that chilly house of God as a refuge against the infernal, man-made heat outside.
Alan Ridge is a cultural geographer living in Santa Cruz. If you would like to share your opinion or stories, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.